I'm Rhonda Hamilton, and we are joined by one of the world's most celebrated artists. She has been lauded for her extraordinary gifts as an opera singer with multiple Grammy Awards, the Kennedy Center Honors, the National Medal of Arts, certainly numerous awards and honors given to Miss Jessie Norman over the years, including what I might think could be some kind of a record, 43 honorary doctorates, I understand, you've received. So we are so pleased to have Miss Norman with us. Welcome to WBGO.
Thank you. It is my great pleasure to be with you.
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose, and too sweet to last.
Jessie Norman, you're sharing with us some of your favorite singers and artists who have inspired you.
Yes.
What was the piece that we just heard?
The piece we've just heard was Mabel Mercer singing While We're Young. It was an incredible experience. I had just begun working myself professionally, and the great Mabel Mercer was performing in a space across from Lincoln Center, and I went and sort of sat at her feet, as it were, on every occasion that I possibly could manage, to understand how she had inspired so many other singers with her understanding of words and her communication because of her understanding and her realization that we singers have a different level of responsibility from other musicians. We have words that we must convey. We have meanings that we must convey through these lyrics. And it was wonderful to see her sitting at that point in her life and, as it were, teaching the rest of us.
Too dear to lose and too sweet to last, though it may be just for today. Share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes while we're young.
Well, we're going to hear the lady that we know as the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, coming up next, who started singing when she was just a young one, a teenager on the stage at the Apollo Theater, but sang beautifully throughout her life and one of the great interpreters of popular song. What have you chosen for us from Ella Fitzgerald?
From Ella Fitzgerald, I could choose any song at all.
Yes.
So surprise us.
Okay.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. You'd be the idol of France with me. And yet you stand there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just look and say emphatically,
not this season. Yes, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you.
If you ever want to bring a smile to a person's face, just play Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
They must have had so much fun together on stage. It comes through in the performances, and I really am just very sorry that I never had the experience of experiencing them on stage together. I was lucky enough to be at a performance of Ella Fitzgerald at Carnegie Hall in the 80s. But I never had the chance to sort of see those two on stage together. It must have been just incredible.
Yes, just a ball. And it seems so effortless, the way they perform
together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, they're two giants. Yes. I mean, these wonderful icons just sort of on stage playing. And the audience there, breathless, sort of taking it all in.
Yes. Well, if you're just joining us, our very, very special guest today is a giant in her own right, really a legend in her own time. Jessie Norman is with us. She's choosing all of the wonderful music that we're listening to. And, you know, people often think of the world of classical music and the world of jazz as being, you know, separate and apart. But anyone who is a Jessie Norman fan knows that you are a lover of this music and so many other kinds of music. And you've sung jazz yourself.
Absolutely. I love singing jazz. And I love all genre of music. And there's so much to adore. I don't like the idea that the classical music should be over here and jazz should be someplace else, and another form of music, the blues perhaps, is someplace else again, because it's all wonderful and we should be open to enjoying it all.
Like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore, I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental.
Jessie Norman, we have quite a bit of music we'd like to get to. Carmen McRae is next. Why did you choose Carmen?
Carmen McRae is next because I think that we don't talk about Carmen McRae as often as I'd like to hear her mentioned and as often as I'd like to hear her music played. She produced so many recordings, and I would just like to spend some hours just talking about Carmen McRae and her life and her music. So let's give her a listen now.
Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
Carmen McRae, you know, this performance, as I'm looking at the liner notes, it was broadcast over NPR as part of the American Jazz Radio Festival, produced here at WBGO. And actually, you can hear me on this album introducing Carmen McRae live at the Blue Note from an album called For Lady Day, Volume 1. Carmen McRae, throughout her career, acknowledged the influence of Billie Holiday.
Of Billie Holiday, yes. And she sings that song wonderfully. And that song can sometimes be associated almost entirely with Billie Holiday. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to play that by Carmen McRae, because she does a fantastic job with that song.
Yes. And when you think of Billie Holiday, we heard Ella with Louis Armstrong earlier, and Billie Holiday credited Louis Armstrong as a major influence on her.
On her, absolutely. Well, I think Louis Armstrong was an influence on everybody.
I think
and
all
still,
singers,
and
really.
Continues to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, no doubt about it. Well, you've chosen a particular Billie Holiday piece.
A particular Billie Holiday piece. It is so meaningful. And with us having just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and all that is still going on socially and politically in this country, that we still are unable to come together as one people. It is a stark reminder to have Billie Holiday sing a song that was written actually by a person who did not experience the kind of persecution that African Americans have felt in this country. It was written by a white person in sympathy and in empathy with the incredible business of lynching that went on for far too long in this country without being challenged. And there, I think, is one interpreter really for that song. There are lots of us that sing it, but I think it rather belongs to Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Billie Holiday. Rhonda Hamilton, your host, and our guest host, the wonderful Miss Jessie Norman. She is choosing all of the music that we've been enjoying just then, Billie Holiday, with Strange Fruit. We have something from Shirley Horn coming up next.
We have something from Shirley Horn. I admire these marvelous jazz singers like Carmen McRae and Shirley Horn that could sit at the piano and play for themselves.
Yeah.
And I particularly love Here's to Life. From Shirley Horn.
I had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. So here's to life, and every joy it brings.
Shirley Horn, singer who is especially dear to my heart as well, as I had the opportunity to meet and, you know, be in her presence on many occasions.
Oh, how wonderful.
And I also hosted a celebration of Shirley down in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center.
Uh-huh.
And it was not long after she had come back for the first time after she had had surgery. She had to have an amputation. And we did not expect her to perform, but she actually sat down at the piano. She had a special prosthetic that was made so that she was able to actually play and accompany herself.
That is fantastic.
And she sang some songs, and I remember she sang Yesterday, the Lennon and McCartney song Yesterday.
Oh, my.
All My Troubles Seem So Far Away.
Ooh.
You could hear a pin drop, I should say. I mean, she just was mesmerizing.
Of course.
In so many of her performances. And
yes.
A lot of people have recorded Here's to Life, but it belongs to
It really
to Shirley
belongs
Horn.
To Shirley Horn. Yeah. It truly does.
Yes, such a beautiful performance. Music chosen by our very special guest today, Jessie Norman. She has been sharing with us some of her favorite singers. And as I told our audience, I'm sure they're many of your favorites as well, because they're certainly all of mine. You've picked the cream of the crop. As we've listened to Ella Fitzgerald and Carmen McRae and
Mabel Mercer
and just then Shirley Horn.
Yes.
And Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah
Vaughan.
Can't
leave out Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan. I had the privilege of hearing Sarah Vaughan live at the Royal Festival Hall in London, and she was stunning. Standing room only. There were many who were not able to get into the performance. I felt very lucky to have gotten a ticket early and to have been a part of that extraordinary evening. And so she will sing for us My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
bells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
My Favorite Things by Newark's own Sarah Vaughan. Music personally selected by Jesse Norman for The Checkout. Just so you know, The Checkout archives all of its programs, feature by feature, all on our website at checkoutjazz.org. You can check it out now and even share it with your friends. Coming up, Orrin Evans, Eric Rivas, Nishit Waits, J.D. Walter, and Oliver Lake all have a meeting of the minds in our performance studio. They are the Like Mind Collective. You're listening to The Checkout. I'm Josh Jackson.